rather a nice way to start off for Tuesday evening, don't you think? And it's a good way to say, well, good evening, and I'm very pleased to be back indeed, because as you probably know, Andy's already been saying it, and I've got to thank everybody on the station, on Radio Caroline, for sort of keeping the seat warm for me while I've been sort of spending more than time than I intended in the US of A. Anyway, that's a good sign. It comes from the LP, which is one of the best ones to come out of the US of A at the moment. It's called MFSB, or Mother, Father, Sister, Brother, which is rather a good sort of thing, all about love. Love is the message, that's the title of the LP. And it's TSOP, and in fact, if you don't know about the Sound of Philadelphia, as they're known, they're a bunch of session musos out of Philadelphia, and they perform all sorts of backing tracks for people like Billy Paul and the OJs, so they must be pretty good. So if you like that, why don't you get the LP? It's called MFSB, or Mother, Father, Sister, Brother, quite easy to remember, and the name of the LP, Love is the Message. Good things happening on Radio Caroline here tonight, as every night. Johnny Jason here till 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, Rob Eden rocks in, and at 3, our good friend Mickey Mercer. That's the lineup. Here are the Doobies. Nice, tight and funky sounds. Comes from the Doobies, that's off their second LP, Toulouse Street, and rocking down the highway. 10 past 11 on Radio Caroline, and Bob Noakes. Hello, Bob. Nice to see you again.
I wanted to say to you.
Yes, what's that?
So that's line up, here the Doobies.
Oh, you would pull a trick on me, actually. I know you've been playing that while I've been away, and I'm very thankful indeed, you know. It's very nice of you. Been having quite a few times in London, actually, with Andrew as well, before we came out of the ship the other day. We went for a little walk down Regent Street with his lordship, who, you know, as you know, likes a lot of fine things in life and five-star hotels. So we thought we'd pop into London's foremost tobacco shop, and I think Andy was looking for a packet of Royal Dragoons, which are meant to be the richest cigarettes in the world. And so he sauntered up to the counter and said, "Could I have a packet of Royal Dragoons, please?" And the man, you know, who was meant to be selling all the cigarettes in the world, with a complete blank look of amazement came over him. So Andy just simply turned round and said, "It's all right, I'll just have 10 number 6.